Declan, we said earlier in the month that April was a long month with a lot of games, and it kind of showed tonight.
Oh, definitely showed. You know, we are tired. The players have spilled so much energy over previous games this month that, you know, it's always going to be very difficult tonight. You know, the turnaround from Friday to Monday is such a short period of time. 72 hours is really, really tough on the energy of the players. But the players have given so much this month. They've amassed a really good points tally. And tonight it was just a game too much for them.
You had a good first half, a fairly even first half. You had more of the efforts on goal. 8 minutes in, they get a goal out of nothing. And then, of course, the second goal, there's nothing you can do about a back pass.
No, listen, there was mistakes in the game tonight. But, you know, there's mistakes whenever you don't take your chances as well. That's the biggest mistakes. You know, we didn't play as well as we could do tonight. There's no hiding from that. But, you know, at the same time, there wasn't one person out there that didn't try. We've got to make sure that, you know, whenever we have so many games in a short period of time, that everybody's firing in all cylinders. The guys that aren't playing a magnitude of games have got to make sure they're really up to speed. And, you know, you're only as good as your squad. You see Bowes rested 8 players on Friday night past. 8 players, a lot of players, they rest. You know, we're not in a position where we could rest 8 players, but at the minute, this moment in time, they looked fresher than us tonight and fully deserved their one.
You've done Dundalk next. It's a 10-team league. It's a very tight league.
It is, and you know, you got to treat every game on its merits. It's such a difficult game for us. Our record recently against Dundalk's not great, but we got to make sure that we're competitive. We try and recover. Thankfully, there's a longer time scale in terms of Monday to Friday in terms of recovery. So we'll see how we are, and we'll push on and try and get something from the game.
Barry, I spoke to Declan a while ago, and he said, you know, we knew April was a long month, and it kind of showed a bit tonight.
Aye, because I said, whatever it was, 8-9 games in the month, it was always going to take a toll at some point, but no, we can't really use that as an excuse, because obviously Bowes had the same amount of games. We rotated our squad, bits and pieces during the game, so look, players have played tonight, no, we have no excuse. Like, we put our hands up and said we're good to go again, so we're not really going to use tiredness as an excuse.
They had 8 changes. Declan says you don't have that luxury as a club, but even so, the experience for the younger guys is still priceless.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. Like, no, there's like a lot of younger boys in the squad. There's a lot of them been playing. If you haven't, obviously going to be disappointed, but no, it's every day is a learning day. Like, you have to come in, you have to work hard. Like, no, there's people been around the game a long time, and the changes like Peter Cherry, Kieran Cole, like, no, still in great nick, coming in every day working hard. Like, so there's no excuse for the younger players. They're coming in and just being happy to be here. Like, they're here now, they're obviously good enough to be here, but they have to push on now and try and make an impact on the pitch as well.
You get a bit of a rest now in that the games aren't twice a week, and that'll obviously give you more time to work and stuff and training.
Aye, well, obviously we have Dundalk first on Friday night, so like all the energy this week's going to be in preparing for them, because that's going to be a tough game. There's no illusions, like, they're back now. And they're hitting their stride nicely now at this stage, so it's going to be a really tough game going down there. So that's all that's in the mind. Just that, you know, at the minute, obviously, then, like, you know, you go back then weekly then for a while. So you're just trying to get through Friday night and hopefully pick up a positive result.
The 2 goals tonight were kind of gifts. The second one's obviously a mistake by Greg, but the first one, they just kind of waltzed in, and we're very fortunate to get the ball on the edge of the box and score.
I obviously know any goal you concede, you're disappointed with. Obviously it's disappointing. Like, we give him a bit too much space in the box, and I think it's a great pass by Denny Corcoran, and he's pulled off. No, everyone thought he's playing the 1-2 straight away. He's took an extra touch and slid him in, and to be fair, it's a good finish. Pete had no real chance with it. Second goal, like, Greg's obviously underhit the pass, but like, you've seen Greg play all year. Like, he's been excellent for us, probably standout player so far. So no, obviously disappointed with that there, but no, we've just told them, no, just forget about it. We move on now to Friday, and there's nothing really we can do about them 2 goals now.